This is episode 1904 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part you tap into as you meditate. It is you at your finest, your authentic self. And many times, it can feel as though you're wearing a mask, not really revealing who you really are. Perhaps out of fear of judgment, or simply because you forgot who you are in this era of distraction, and overwhelm, uncertainty, and anxiety. It can be easy to jump on other people's bandwagons rather than to stay focused on what you're doing and on your life. In today's episode, we continue along with our theme this week of brain health. Throughout this week, you've discovered tips and meditation techniques to help boost your brain health. You have learned to remember, to learn, to plan, to concentrate, and in today's episode, you will discover how to maintain a clear, active mind. This is something that you think you may already be doing, but chances are pretty good that you may have forgotten how, and that is how to spend your leisure time. Do you really relax? If you go on a vacation, or when you come home after working, or on the weekends, when you're free, or whenever it is you are free, do you really know how to relax? Chances are that you may feel that the most important part of your life is that part where you are productive. You can even feel as though your leisure time or your relaxation time is simply a time for you to replenish yourself so that you can go back to being even more productive. But the fact is that life is not so much about productivity. It's a balance of doing and being. So the more you can become better at being, you will find you are better able to do all those things your brain does. Remember, learn, plan, concentrate, and maintain a clear, active mind. So, one of the best things you could do for your brain's health is to learn how to relax and spend your leisure time. When you spend your leisure time, you may think, oh, I'm going to kick back and treat myself to restaurants and food that someone else has prepared for me. I'm just going to party and have a good time. This isn't necessarily you being. It's not even you relaxing and enjoying leisure time. What your brain really wants, what it craves, is for you to simply be still. For you to relax and unwind. And for your brain to have the chance to be quiet. Maybe without thinking about anything in particular. And you can do this by tapping into your authenticity. When you focus on who you really are, your values, what you stand for, the things that represent you at your core, your true inner nature. Focus on these qualities and develop them. Bring them into your meditation ritual. So today, your meditation technique is to simply be still and to enjoy this stillness. If your mind wanders, and it likely will, a wandering mind happens to even long-time meditators. Focus on your breath when you lose your focus. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Maybe breathe to a certain count. Inhale to the count of three. Hold for the count of three. Exhale to the count of three, for example. As you relax and experience inner stillness, you may need to practice feeling this stillness, this peace, and linger there. Get used to it. Feel comfortable with it. And throughout this week, I encourage you to make several times throughout your day, throughout this week, to experience this stillness, this leisure, relaxing time. If you'd like the full guided meditations, you can try for 2 weeks free the Sip and Om meditation app, where there are over 1,900 guided meditations at this point. Each theme has a customized journal and a slowdown guide at your fingertips to bring you a little more deeply into each week's series. These are daily half-hour guided meditations. All this is waiting for you again at the Sip and Om meditation app. You are so worth slowing down for.